Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission.
Understand who's on your mind,
who's on your mind
when we're kissing. Stole your heart.
Hi, I'm Lance Aker with Aker Barbecue. We're here in Fredericksburg, Texas, and enjoying an unusually beautiful day.
And you're a Houston immigrant?
Well, yeah, that's what we'll refer to. I'm originally from Uvalde, Texas. We spent the last 70 years prior to moving here in Houston, and that's where we kind of got the barbecue train started, if you will.
And how did it start? Accidental tourist?
It was, I tend to obsess on things that I get into. You know, as a new homeowner, starting a new family, I started smoking in the backyard. And it became a pretty big obsession. Turned into maybe I want to do this for a living.
Oh, interesting. So first iteration was a food truck?
Put in my notice for my job, and we started, for a year or so, we were doing little cooks out of the house, selling whole briskets, one or two here a weekend. And then while we're waiting for our food truck to be manufactured, we did farmer's market and that sort of thing. So we would sell meat by the pound, vacuum sealed, and sandwiches and that sort of. Mm-hmm. And then once we got our truck, we started rolling. Super Bowl Sunday, 2018.
Mm-hmm. So people obviously love your barbecue. Why? What was it that set you aside?
First off, I mean, we really care about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're not doing this for monetary gain. If monetary gain was the case, I would still be at my job doing right. What I'm doing and working a lot less. A couple of things come into play. Obviously, the love that goes in the food. We won't serve what we won't eat. We want to eat the best. So we're using the best quality meats. We're near scratch kitchen. Everything out of here, we make sides, desserts, everything we make to our palate. Luckily, a few people have the same palate we do, apparently.
Are you still pit master?
I'm the only one running the pits at the moment. Mm-hmm. We have hired a chef. Interesting. He's actually half-time right now. In March, he'll come on full. But his job is to take kind of the rein from the pit duties, mm-hmm. as well as add some things in the kitchen, some organization, as well as some nice little touches and specials as well. Mm-hmm. So up a year and a half, I've been doing it all myself.
One of the euphemisms is low and slow, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that you're stuck.
I am stuck. I'm here. My cooks usually run me probably about 10, 12 hours. Then you've got time to rest before they go into proofer. Luckily, we had gone back and forth on how we were going to do that. My original iteration was I was going to be cooking all night, finish everything up around 7 o'clock, everything gets rested, and then to the proofer, and then do the small cook. But we had heard of another method where they were doing long holds. They were cooking during a lunch and dinner service and then carrying overnight. So we tried both, and we found that it actually gave us a better product. So I'm usually pulling anywhere between 5 and 9 o'clock at night, and then those get rested, and then they go into the proofer overnight. What's on the pit right now, you'll be eating tomorrow.
Let's talk about rubs for a moment, because
sure.
some places that's what it's all about, and others not so much.
Well, we use really good quality meat, and I like meat. I like beef, I like pork, and I want to taste beef, and I want to taste pork. So we do have a relatively pepper-forward brisket. It's just salt and pepper, straightforward. We like to let the meat and the meat and the wood speak for itself. So not overly smoked.
Mesquite, oak?
We're 100% mesquite.
Okay.
So when we had the food truck, we cooked on a smaller pit. Mm-hmm. And the smaller pits, the mesquite can be really bitter. So we had to do a mix of mesquite and post oak. But these larger 1,000-gallon pits, you almost have to force smoke into them because you can't get that same smoke penetration you can on a smaller pit.
Interesting.
So we found that we could run 100% mesquite. Mm-hmm.
So, game changer in your life, you woke up one day and Texas Monthly proclaimed you one of the top 50 barbecue spots in the whole state.
I told my wife I quit. We're done. This is what we started this for. No, we.
My life is complete.
Right. I literally had the Texas Monthly. So that list comes out every 4 years. Mm-hmm. I had the 2017 list on my desk whenever I put my notice in and quit. I told my wife, I didn't tell her I was going to be on that list. I said, I hope to be. I wasn't even going to try to be cocky about it. Right. I wanted to be.
So you and were pleasantly surprised?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is a bucket list. A bucket list seems like not the right term. A bucket list implies that this is just something that I have to do. But this was a goal. This was an achievement. This is something that really solidified what we've been working on for the last, you know, not including the years open, 5, 6, 7 years prior to leading up to it.
Interesting. So when did you receive the award?
We found out when everybody else found out.
What year? When was
that? Oh, that was well, I'd say last year, but it's the year before last. Now we're in a new year.
Time flies, yeah.
October, November 2021.
So you know they have a top 25.
They have a new 25.
Yeah, coming up.
So that's
up.
Coming up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We won't be eligible for it because we're eligible for that last list.
Okay.
Which we actually had planned that we had thought that this was the list we were looking at. We had opened, we thought, too early to be considered, but I assume they took in the years that we had in the food truck and took that into consideration, gave us a visit to see if we would measure up, and mm-hmm. I guess we did.
Like our buddy up in Lubbock, that guy went viral, man, after Texas Monthly.
Top 10 twice in a row. Arnis, you're talking Arnis with Evie Mays.
Yeah.
Great family.
One more before we go.
Sure.
International nuance in your world. Korean.
That would
Texas.
Be my wife.
Yeah.
That international influence is in my home as well as my restaurant. Uh-huh.
So has that affected your cuisine and what you offer and how people respond to it?
Well, so when we had the food truck, we had leftovers and mm-hmm. that we ended up incorporating in dishes at home. Kimchi, as a matter of fact, ends up to being a perfect balance for fatty meats, brisket, mm-hmm. pulled pork sandwich is pretty great with a little kimchi on it. These items translated well together, so we just kind of ran with it. People, it became very well received to our surprise here in Fredericksburg, for sure. You know, Houston's a little more adventurous, we thought, mm-hmm. but we found that this community was very accepting, very excited about adding that Korean influence.
That's really cool. Only because we got the warning sign, we got to go. But before we go, to learn more about your world.
Sure. My name is Lance Aker, and you can find us Aker Barbecue at akerbarbecue.com, spelled out AEAKERBARBECUE.com. And then also on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter as Aker Barbecue on all of those social media guys.
And your wife, you keep her here?
She keeps me here. Yeah. And that's my wife, Boo. Yeah.
So Boo won't let you go.
Technically, I own the business. She owns me. So I guess that's how that plays out.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Fredericksburg, Texas. We'll see you here.
We drove all the way to Turkey, Texas, see Bob Wills Museum of Western Swing.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle STEAM, along with studying the legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture. The foundation at Hearst Castle not only changes the lives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors and members. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
The underbed music used in the show was performed by renowned hill country musician John Arthur Martinez, who's based in the historic town of Marble Falls. To discover more about John Arthur Martinez, log on to johnarthurmartinez.net.
I swear I heard the voice of Tommy Duncan, belting out Blue Yodel number one. My pilgrimage to Turkey, it meant the world to me. If you play Bob Wills music, then you'll know what I mean. Call me a disciple, Bob Wills is still the king. On a pilgrimage to Turkey, for the love of Western swing. We drove all the way to Turkey, Texas, all for the love of Western swing. All for the love of Western swing.